Matthew, congratulations, top 10 finish. You must be really pleased.
Pleased, but surely. It was a long weekend of trouble and hassle and everything else. It's good to get the three of us in the top 10. And first Donegal in a rally 2 car. So, no, we're happy to be here. And we've plenty in cars now for next year, so we'll be happy.
Yeah. And that family rivalry, I mean, there's an added bite there, isn't there?
There's an added bite there, surely. Michael and Dad there, they'd be battling away, so they do. Hopefully we can maybe reach that pace sometime.
Michael Boyle, great day for the Boyle family. And for yourself, you got ahead of your dad.
Got ahead of Dad on Fana the first time round. Unfortunate for him, he had a puncture. You know, so it wasn't nice to see when we passed him. And he was, you know, just sort of, you know, he was only driving along at normal speed. And no, we passed him. But no, it was unfortunate for him. But here, no, good. You know, he only lost one position. We ended up fifth. He ended up sixth. And young Matthew ended up tenth. So three out of the one family in the top ten. You know, it's a great achievement. We're happy out.
Absolutely. And the highlights for you over the weekend?
Highlights for us over the weekend, well, I suppose here more mileage. You know, we changed the car, only a rally before Donegal, so this was only our second rally coming into this, so we learned a lot about the car over the weekend and, you know, tweaked away at it. So you know, hopefully, you know, for the next events upcoming, you know, that'll be of an advantage to us.
Dermot, co-driver with Michael, first all Donegal crew in terms of the overall standings, so a great rally from your point of view.
Oh yeah, listen, we came here with the aim to just get through it after smashing Cavan and build confidence for a bit more, but getting fifth overall was over the moon, and first full Donegal crew now. Yeah. Even well, David Kelly there was a great drive too, so it would have been nice to get Donegal crew, but nah, over the moon. Yeah. Couldn't ask for better.
And I mean, it was a case of sort of hanging in there, particularly over Saturday. There were people in front of you, but a few fell by the wayside, and it was so competitive.
Yeah, with yesterday and Knockout, kind of the boys getting a nominal time that knocked us back. We just had to drive a smart rally today, and it wasn't easy because Michael loves attacking it, but you have to just hit the mooey slap in the wrists and make it through these, because they're three of the toughest stages in Ireland today, so it was a great rally.
And no, that seems to be the general feedback. This was one of the best ever.
I think so. Like, most of us there, 20 stages out of 20. You're not going to get that in too many international rallies. And everything was, the weather helped, I suppose, yesterday. But this morning, the Eamon and all, Eamon McGee and his crew pulled it out of the bag. And great rally now.
Declan Boyle, not sure how many Donegal rallies you've done, but another top 10 finish. And for the family, well, it was a particularly important one.
It was, yes. Great to get three in the top 10. You know, the young lads there too, fair play to them. I got a puncture there too, and Michael took me in the end, fair play to him. But good to get Matthew around there too and get all three in the top 10. Big achievement. I don't think maybe that wasn't done before.
Yeah. And it was a very testing rally from a weather point of view. We went from one extreme to the other almost.
It was. It was tough there this morning, heading into Cairnhill, and we changed springs there as well. And it worked out in places and didn't work out in another, but listen, it's the same for everybody. But then I was glad to see it drying up then for the last... last loop there especially.
And your overall impression, big crowds out, the rally's never been stronger.
If you look at the crowds, there was Knockalla there yesterday, the crowds of people was coming down, there's like Croke Park job, and listen, everybody's safe, and that's the main thing too. And you know, there's probably another good 40 minutes of rallying here left yet today, so hopefully everybody gets around here now safe, and that's the main thing.